This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:38 here on the Sweet Spot. Thank you so much for being with us all week long. Our final segment on a Friday, it is the NIT break. We do have the Hardline in Boston and Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit, but Craig Rosengarten won himself a regular e-break this morning. Let's see who else we have. Who was left on the chopping room floor? And with that, we go to Monty.
Thank you, Sean. And
Justin,
don't worry.
Says.
I'm kidding.
Don't worry. Craig Rosengarten had a hell of a tee box this week.
Okay.
He will be well represented in the NIT break as well. But
excellent.
We have six overall candidates this week. We will vote for the best one. We will start with Donovan Lewis, who is currently in Ireland. Was texting with him last night during the game as it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
he
man.
Got up early.
What a mistake.
What a commitment.
Well, I would just go back to bed.
I'm all right.
I'm good.
Well, he was here for a couple days this week, and at one point he wanted to play audio and had some trouble.
But one of the plays, and it will pop up on my timeline a ton. See if we can get this in here. Mm. Is the play in New Orleans where the ball is tipped.
The Monday night play.
And Aikman is intercepted, and who runs him down? Okay, well.
On the ticket.
You have me up? Up top of the seat. Okay, well, it's not working.
It isn't working.
Is oh,
you plugged it into the wrong spot.
I plugged in headphones.
That's not going to work.
There we go.
That probably won't work.
Jeez, come on.
Sorry. Here we go. Here we go.
A mess.
And it was...
Okay, now I'm plugged in.
Is your computer muted?
No.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, Larry Allen.
That was a good clip. That was really good.
See if that goes.
You were listening to live coverage of Donovan Lewis trying to figure out a computer.
We are here. Both up on both moments.
Okay, there it is. Yay. Okay, here we go.
Number 5 minutes left in the half.
I swear that was like riding with a student driver. You're just constantly starting and stopping. And like there was no momentum there at all.
And it was the eulogy of Larry Allen. Like he passed away 90 seconds before
that.
That
was like trying to teach Gen Z to drive a stick shift. Just a lot of popping in the clutch.
Yes.
Let's stop and start.
Just getting whiplash back and forth.
Would it be confusing if the Mavs had Larry Allen t-shirts when they're at home?
No, be awesome.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Let them know.
With like 700 pounds of weight on the barbell.
Warm up in helmets.
It might be kind of confusing because it's the NBA and he didn't play basketball. But
yeah, but that didn't stop Tony Romo from being an honorary Mavs.
True.
Yeah. During a break, Champ could try to throw up 700.
Yeah, okay.
Mavs man could jump over him.
See, the Celtics have Bill Walton. The Mavs can have Larry Allen.
Yeah.
Fits.
All right.
Look at that. We're
all right,
solving
there's
things.
Donnie. He is a candidate number one. We have a twofer here from Craig Rosengarten.
Can't wait.
So George had a pick of the litter this morning. But we still have two good ones here. We start with, of course, Craig not understanding a very common phrase.
Kevin Tway is playing pretty well lately. He's at 3 under. Tommy Fleetwood, he's a big name. I'm looking for what happened to Rory. Rory shot 72 yesterday. He is 2 under, tied for 30th. So, when a hot sports lock, Coldstone lock, he'll find a way to not be in contention.
Coldstone lock.
Stone.
Is that like the ice cream place?
They should sponsor this segment, shouldn't they?
Craig's Cold Stone Lock. You were out late last night.
I was. Damn stars.
Mark that.
Where were we? Oh, Stone Cold Lock.
I love that. I love Cold Stone Lock.
Oh, God, his laugh is insane.
That dude's
too.
The best.
And yeah, Cold Stone Lock. Or at first he said like Hot Stone Lock or something.
Hot cross
like,
buns.
That can't
lock.
Be right. It's got to be cold.
Rosen.
Again, the T-Box only had one show between last E-Break and this E-Break. So this is all from one episode. So
2 hours.
What volume?
Here, Eli, his partner for the day, is trying to go to break. He feels like he nailed the tees. And Rosen said, let's keep going.
Hopefully I won't have an update next week and everything will be fine. But if these guys say, well, you need another unit or you need this, you need that. No, I spent all this money with you. Fix it.
Yep. All right. 928 on the ticket. And Craig's non-functional unit segment brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. And coming up next... Is Bryson DeChambeau becoming one of the most likable guys in the game of golf?
We may have differing opinions on this.
Well, that was going to be a good dismount. And you just destroyed it. Talk about that next on the ticket.
Laugh, man.
It's there. He did have a long night.
Oh, here comes Craig. Oh. Hey, Craig.
He's all running right by. Okay.
We'll see you later, bud. I love, too, at the very beginning, you hear really disinterested Eli. I don't know what they were talking about, but Eli did not care about it.
He did a time check. He said, coming up next.
Hold on. Craig's coming back.
Okay.
I imagine him on, like, a little choo-choo train in the mall, and he's just riding by on
we
a little
We just need a horn.
He just throws, like, hey. He throws the stick into the spokes of
no.
Eli.
His big old knees are sticking up into his chest. It's like, all right, yeah, there's my son.
Now, did they have any breakfast talk this weekend?
Oh, no, I think now we have Woodpecker, Craig.
All right. I'm insane.
That's awesome. Oh, okay. There is a double shot of Craig Rosengarten as candidates number two and number three.
Man.
Our next candidate here is one Corby Davidson. A.K.A. COVID Corby. He was at home. He was on clean feed. And a very sensitive mic, apparently, picked up a nice little throat noise that I did turn up a little bit.
Okay. Can we hear it without it first just to see? Or no?
All right.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
Cooler place to go to. Historic place.
No, I agree with you. Both for... actual history and basketball history, it's pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, I've only been one time, and I loved it. I only spent a long weekend there. Is that your COVID burp?
Who made that noise? Is that a Corby noise? Did Corby Gator
look,
just make a noise?
There could be things. As you guys know, anytime you eat anything when you have COVID, it like your stomach can't handle anything. Nothing. So yeah, that could have been me.
So you could hear it over the air.
And it was very faint.
How many guttural noises do we have?
I have two that I'll play in rotation, but I've pulled like five from the show within the last month or two.
And once, one frog came out, Ham unleashed all the other frogs.
You norm alligator.
Yeah.
Just went predator throat.
Here, I can play it for you normal. You don't hear it as much.
Though. Okay.
Yeah, I've only been one time, and I loved it. I only spent.
You kind of missed it. Yeah. You probably
you
don't
can still kind of hear it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's still
home,
there.
But yeah, here it is, isolated and turned up a little bit.
Oh. It's a pig.
It's a boar. It's a feral hog.
Feral hog Davidson.
Why do we make such disgusting noises as people?
All of us.
We're all disgusting
animals.
I'll make
those randomly, and I look around and see if anyone heard it. And luckily, no one ever does, but it's coming for all of us. All right, there's Corby as candidate number four. Candidate number five here. We now have a two-shot of Ham because, of course, we start Sunday morning. In our opening segment, you guys may have heard, I unveiled to the world that the mighty C-word has come back for old Monto and was nearly in tears.
And just, not the good C-word.
No. That rarely finds its way in my world. But this was Ham deciding to work a little blue, and we had to dump him in the middle of me telling the world
what?
I had cancer.
Are you kidding?
And he said, yeah, I'll cut it off. And he cut it. And he said, it doesn't look like anything weird, but I'll send it to get biopsy just to make sure.
As he's holding it up to the light and kind of
make sure it's a real.
So, yeah, it looks all right.
It's got the line through it, so he knows it's a real tumor.
Checking the rings to see how old you are.
Yeah, you are 35. I'm 3. But he, he sent it off, and then I went back in Wednesday before the show to get stitches taken out because he sewed it back up. And
is that what he told me? You were wearing the cone that day so that you wouldn't bite the stitches out.
I didn't want to start, clawing at it either.
Eat his own.
Oh, you definitely can't say that. Dump that. You definitely can't say that, Ham. Jeez. Ham?
It's a serious ham.
But if you can't make out what he said, he said eat his own.
Yeah,
we got it, but
probably.
Also, DJ, just real free and easy with the jokes.
Yeah, he doesn't take anything serious.
Like, Ham was picking up on DJ's cues and just thought, you know what? It's joke time.
Yeah, DJ was the...
But then he pointed his guns at me.
He was the antagonist.
He was.
Yeah. Well, we know Bobby Carpenter DJ is going to look for any opportunity...
That's true.
...to just pile on.
That's true.
Every time I hear that phrase now, which I don't hear often, that'd be kind of weird if I did,
I hear it yelled.
I just think of the Danny drop talking about his dog. the most shocked I've ever been in my life.
He didn't sit on peanut butter or anything. Okay. A robber did that. Finally, we have Ham. This was Ham early in the day. He jumped on the news and was running the board, and he shot the wheels off the invasion.
Have either of you guys seen the documentary Big Daddy?
Yes.
With that,
yes.
Yeah, where the kid's out on the balcony, and he kills about 45 pigeons. So Big Daddy had to take the wrist rocket away.
Being able to do that with a slingshot is impressive.
It really is. Those birds are quick.
I did that with the BB gun once, but slingshot's a different level of hand-eye.
That's why that should be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, why?
Right after the skeet shooting?
Next to the archery?
Yeah, because you have that
shot.
And here is...
Dude! I mean, I was trying to lead us there, but... Well, King was charged with 7 counts of vandalism.
Don't hide behind the monitors.
5 of them felony vandalism.
Is that a bullseye?
Yeah.
Would USA win gold if that was an Olympic sport?
Oh, we'd be the dream
team.
We'd
get...
You put EA on there?
Get Peter North.
Well, those guys in the Amazon just got internet.
That's true.
Yeah.
They got a lot of buildup.
I guess.
Hey, Bill. All right.
Dup.
Bill Dup. All right, we have Donovan, Rosen with the cold stone lock. We have Rosen disrupting the dismount. We have Burping Corby. We have Ham Ass and Ham Shot. My vote rarely counts, so I'm going to go first today. I will vote for Ham disrailing the invasion. Okay. Let's go to Lando.
I'll vote for Donnie.
All righty. Sean.
I'm going to go Rosen 316.
Ooh,
I just e-break your ass. Coldstone.
All righty. Mino.
I am in agreeance with Sean. Give me Rosen squared Coldstone ice cream.
Okay. Ham?
Ice cream.
All right. Craig Rosengarten has won the NIT break.
A double.
E-break proper. That is incredible.
Wow. He wins the regular e-break and the NIT.
He now has
the same
three.
Week.
Three
in his career.
Three NITs. Congrats, Rosen squared. Good job, Justin. It's 250 on the sweet spot.